In the coming weeks, lawmakers hope to fast-track a number of bills to address the growing number of drug overdose deaths in New Hampshire, which is on track to reach more than 400 for the year. As we head into 2016, we continue our year-long series, Dangerous Ends. NHPR's Paige Sutherland looks behind the numbers and hears one family's story of loss.
Back in August, Morgan Bellinger hiked up Mount Major with his family for what they called Family Day. The outing included his mother, his younger brother, multiple cousins, aunts, and uncles, the whole gang. Bellinger was the first to the top, something his Aunt Francesca Kennedy, a kindergarten teacher in Somersworth, says was characteristic of him.
We had this wonderful family day together, and that look on his face, he was feeling proud of himself because he did feel like he was overcoming his demons and his addiction.
The day before this, Bellinger overdosed on heroin for the first time. Kennedy says Bellinger had battled a heroin addiction for a few years, but that he'd managed to stay clean for 10 months. And after the overdose scare, his family, including his aunt, Nina Stracuzzi, a sociology professor at UNH, thought this nightmare was coming to an end.
From the outside looking at it, things were great. We had him back.
But a few weeks after the Mount Major hike, at age 26, Bellinger overdosed on heroin again. He was at his family's home in Dover, and his younger brother Ryan tried to save him with CPR. But his aunt Francesca Kennedy says it was too late.
I never thought Morgan was going to die. I thought he was going to get help, and we were going to get him help. We loved him too much for him to die from this.
Right before the holidays, Bellinger's family members gathered in his childhood home, a large and nicely decorated house in a well-to-do part of Dover. Up against the wall is a large blown-up photo of that last family hike. Bellinger's mother, Lisa Stracuzzi, sits in the dining room trying to hold back tears as she remembers her son as a child. He was a vivacious kid, she says, quick-witted, popular, and determined to a fault.
He was busy. His brain was one step ahead of what he could do. Before he could walk, you could tell he was mad that he couldn't walk yet. You know, just every step of the way, you could see he was frustrated, and he stayed that way pretty much his whole life.
Stracuzzi says her son's addiction began after high school, when he was working at a ski resort in Colorado. After suffering an injury on the slopes, he was given a prescription for the painkiller Percocet. By the time Bellinger moved back to New Hampshire, he was addicted to heroin.
Wouldn't believe that something like this was happening because that's not our world, any of us.
Bellinger's family tried to get him treatment, but his aunt Francesca Kennedy says they couldn't find a space for him in any inpatient rehab facilities in the state.
Then we started making the phone calls. Where can we get this kid help? Where can we get him into rehab? And I remember having a conversation with somebody on the phone and saying, so basically what you're telling me is until something terrible happens, there is no help available. And the woman on the phone said, unfortunately, no, there isn't.
At this point, Bellinger had never overdosed and never wound up in the ER, so he wasn't at the top of any waiting list. Bellinger's family, particularly his stepdad, Ron Crozy, a neuroscience professor at UNH, says they're frustrated that the state allowed this to become an epidemic before it acted.
The state's response has been woefully inadequate. And now, because it's become an epidemic, especially in the Manchester and Seacoast areas, all of a sudden people are realizing the problem. They're trying to catch up, and they just can't do it.
They eventually sent Bellinger to a 30-day inpatient facility in Florida. Fortunately for Bellinger's family, their insurance covered most of the cost, but when Bellinger returned, he was still hooked on heroin. Bellinger continued to struggle with his addiction until a handful of burglary arrests led him into jail and then later drug court. Bellinger's family was hopeful now that he was in drug court. He had a full-time job, he was following the program, he was clean for months. But a few weeks later, Bellinger died of an overdose at their home in Dover from a batch of heroin, laced almost entirely with fentanyl. His aunt Francesca Kennedy says she hopes telling Bellinger's story can help to break down the stigma against those battling addiction.
They're not bad people trying to get better. They're sick people trying to get well.
Despite his death, Bellinger's still a big part of the family. Several of his loved ones say they plan to get tattoos in his honor, and they even purchased necklaces that can hold his ashes. And in October, a month after Bellinger's death, the whole family took a second hike up Mount Major, where they let loose more than a dozen purple balloons, a color that has come to represent the struggle of addiction. And then in honor of Morgan, they each took a drink of Captain Morgan rum and toasted to his life. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.